You know, when dealing with the unsaved, you have to remember their daddy is the devil, and the lust of their father they will do. The world, the flesh, the prior life. He was a murderer. He's a liar, cheater, stealer, all that stuff. So when you notice patterns around you, people out trying to get personal information about you, people trying to get in your world, people trying to, what's their motivation? To steal, kill, and destroy. I mean, why else would they want details? I don't want their details. I don't care about their details. Why do they want my details? You don't care about their details. Why do they want your details? You see what I'm saying? They have some kind of agenda. They have an agenda. Especially the unsaved women, because think about Jezebel. Jezebel's always trying to usurp authority, trying to get to the top, trying to rise, trying to, in a man's system, she's trying to rise up to demasculate the man, right? She had all them 450 false prophets, those flying monkeys, supporting her, right? Without her flying monkeys, she was nothing. Without her false prophets, she was nothing. So that's how it's going on in the USA today. Without their false news narratives, their false narratives from these different channels and all, it's nothing. All these UFO channels, all these conspiracy channels, they're part of it, you know. There's some that are legit, but most of them are not. If you watch and pay attention to the Jezebel spirit, they're trying to find some way in. And if they can't get in, they send a third party. And they're always, and Jezebel never works alone because of her insecurities, right? Jezebel was not a part of Israel. She was a part of a Gentile nation. They're always trying to get in the door. And if you notice Jezebel, she won't actually do the dirty work. She'll have like three or four men that think that so-called love her, which they don't even know who she is. And she'll get them to fight against each other. If she's got two men that they don't know about each other and they both love her, and then she's done with one, she'll say, this person's stalking me, or this person's harassing me, and then that guy wants to take him out, wants to kill him, you know, wants to fight him, hurt him, kill him. Or if she's got one who's a good guy and one who's a criminal, she'll throw the good guy under the bus, criminal, break into his house, steal stuff, you know. She'll say, you know, this person's got this, or whatever. Whether it's the bank account or whatever. They're always trying to email you and get your information, or get you to text you, to get you to click a link or something like that. Just like these corrupt salespeople and the corruption, you know, it's everywhere. If the corruption is high up, then it's a fractal. It's at every other level, all the way down to the bottom. And you can see an agent. Usually because it's a win-lose in their mind instead of a win-win. Life's a win-win, but to them it's a win-lose because they're lazy and they're gluttonous. They're lazy, gluttonous, and just no self-discipline because they're pure evil. They don't want to sacrifice, but they want other people to sacrifice for them. Gluttonous, lazy, evil, flying monkeys, it's all obvious what's going on. It's so obvious. story short, when you're dealing with the lost, their agenda is to steal from you, kill you, so they can steal and destroy. That's all they care about. They might have some kind of deep down weird thing that they think they're built. They think they love people. They think they're building people up. But if they're not saved, who is their daddy? The devil. So they always revert back to steal, kill, and destroy. Because when it comes to crunch time, sacrifice. See, this is how God tests the heart. I'm pretty sure, is He'll put people in a situation where they have to either do a criminal act, or they step by faith and they sacrifice. Cain and Abel. Cain killed Abel. All them years he didn't kill Abel. And then when it came to crunch time and God said, why is your countenance fallen, Cain? Why ain't you happy? If you do right, you'll be happy. Well, I am doing right. I'm bringing an offering from the field. Well, your brother Abel brought an offering from the animals, did a sacrifice. Well, why are you happy with Abel's sacrifice and not mine? Because I said so. It pointed to Jesus, really. The blood sacrifice pointed to Jesus. But God don't have to tell you that. He just tells you what to do, and you either do it or you don't. You believe it or you don't. So Cain was mad because he wanted to bring his own sacrifice. He didn't want to kill that animal because it was a bloody thing. Isn't that what Moses' wife said? God told him to do the circumcision, and she said, you're a bloody man. Why would God require a sacrifice, an animal sacrifice, to point to Jesus? Because that's His son. And He's trying to show you how sinful you are, and how sinful the world is, and how sinful the flesh is, and how you deserve hell, and your sin stinks to the high heaven. But these Freemason, Jesuit, witch, warlock, Jezebel system that we're in, they don't want to admit they're sinners. They can't look in the mirror. They can't be self-introspective. They can't face the fact that they're murderers, they're stealers, they're all that. They can't face it. They can't face the fact of how evil they are. So Cain killed Abel, which is actually a sacrifice. So think about what I'm saying. Deep down, instead of him bringing an animal sacrifice, he killed a human. Which that's not God's will. My point is, think about it. These people who are just thieves and thugs, they'll go in, break in somewhere, and steal something from somebody, and kill somebody, and cause a sacrifice. Because they don't want to go get a job and sacrifice. They don't want to submit to authority. They don't want to work. They don't want to have to do the work, the investments, the study. They just want to have fun. It's all about fun. Everybody wants to have fun, but they want somebody. You're not going to have fun in the long run if you don't know what sacrifice is. You're going to end up in jail. You're going to end up dead. My point of all this is to tell you to be on guard. Don't let them cross the threshold. Don't let them get a foothold. Look, if the people they're hanging around, think about this. If their friends are thugs, but they come on like they talk Bible or whatever. But if their friends are evil, if the people they hang around with is evil, think about that. Birds of a feather flock together. So if you're going to date somebody and all the people around them are pure evil, like drug heads and drunkards and lazy and don't curses, everything out of their mouth is a curse word. I mean, I could give you a whole list. The marijuana. I mean, these are people that are trouble. Yeah, they might glorify marijuana or whatever with Joe Rogan and all, but look at where he came from. Look at the industries in. People beating each other up. Do you really think that's God's will to get in a ring and beat each other up as a sport? Yeah, you might need to train to make yourself strong and prepare, but this is a little bit extreme here, people. People are getting rich off of hurting people.
I mean, come on.
It's obvious. They have damage to their body that lasts a lifetime, you know? Damage to their body that's going to last a lifetime. If people are asking you to go out and get drunk and drink and all that stuff, that's a red flag. That's a huge red flag. That they're not your friend and they're setting you up for something. Just open your eyes. It's obvious what's going on. These people, it's a sacrificial system, and if they don't run to Jesus, they're going to sacrifice another, a human, you know? And it might be you if you're not on guard.